So the readings are two short readings taken from Proverbs and 1 John. So the first is Proverbs 31, starting at verse 8. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. And from 1 John 5, verse 13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked for. Amen. Thank you, Linda.
Good morning, and thank you to the Leemings for that amazing recount of what happens. Do, if you are interested, do please see me. That would be absolutely wonderful. I'm not going to show the movie again, but last week we saw about Stuart, if you remember, if you were here, and we saw how Stuart was in the depths of despair. He was immobile. He was unable to work. His debts had mounted to the point where he was searching through supermarket bins for food. And we saw what happened when Cap got involved in his life and when Hope walked into his life. Right now, 14 million people in our nation, just like Stuart, are living in poverty. Poverty arrives, it's like an illness in the family. It sets your body into flight mode, and it's a battle that you can't win. It drains your life until you've really just got nothing left, and you feel like you have no power to change the situation. It grinds you down. It takes all hope away and completely extinguishes it. Our church works with Christians Against Poverty to connect with these broken people. They've been devastated through debt. They may have also been devastated through unemployment, through dependencies, through low income. So why do we do this through CAP? What unique ingredient does CAP have that changes all these lives? What do we, as this local church in Preston, take to these people? And it's really, what do we bring of Jesus? Every single person in this country, in our community, who's struggling with debt or poverty, desperately needs hope to walk in. And the CAP message, as we've heard many times now from last week, is always hope. Always hope is the strap line. Always hope comes on every piece of paper that I receive, of which there are innumerable. Always hope is on the key ring that they gave me. It's everywhere. I look at it all the time. And as Christians, we're all carriers of hope, because Jesus is with us. Hope is with us wherever we go. But our clients' hopelessness is real. They can't help themselves out of debt. In Job 11, it says that God's promise is that you will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take rest in safety. And the church should be a beacon of hope. It should be a place of safety because we're the hands and the feet of Jesus. And Jesus was the ultimate bringer of hope. So I want to just take a closer look of what it means, of what hope means. Psalm 43, verse 5 says, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. The Greek word for hope is elpis, which means to anticipate with pleasure and to confidently expect. And the dictionary definition of hope is a feeling of expectation. It's a desire for a particular thing to happen. And on face value, those things sound very, very similar. In fact, it could be a bit of a, look like the same thing. But actually, they're a bit of a contrast, really. Because what this world hopes for is usually rooted in the desire for something. And it's pretty uncertain. But the hope that we have is anchored in Jesus, we have confident expectation. And when CAP arrives in someone's life, then we bring to that situation that hope, that confident expectation that we can get through the chaos of their lives, we can get through the chaos of their poverty, and we can bring some calm and some solace to them. And it's hope, really, that allows us to keep going when we want to give up. It's the same hope that Jesus Christ that gives us freedom to those in debt and poverty, to those who are jobless and struggling. And God is busy, isn't he, using people like you and me as his hands and his feet, allowing this church, his body, to actually stand as the hope in the world. If hope is what the world needs, then let the hope be found in us. I just want to show you another little story of a lady called Karen, who is a CAP client, and see how her life is changed when hope walks in. Thank you, Jack.
Life just started getting really, really hard. You were slowly sinking, slowly getting further and further into debt. I just started feeling so guilty, like as if I wasn't a proper mum and it was all my fault. And I cut myself off from all my friends. I wasn't coping myself and I didn't want anyone else to know. Before I got into debt, I was with my partner for 23 years. We had three children. The relationship fell apart and I became a single parent. I was diagnosed with systemic lupus, which is a chronic autoimmune disease. I couldn't work. And one of the symptoms of lupus is brain fog. It got me into debt because I was forgetting to pay bills. I was paying some bills and not paying other bills. The debt got really bad. Life was, it was unbearable. I just thought that life would be better for my children if I wasn't there. So I'd found some vodka that was in the house and I was mixing it with wine and I just sat with the box and I was just opening tablets and just, it just seemed the only way out. There was no way. I couldn't deal with the debts. I couldn't deal with anything. It just was, yeah, it was horrible. Sorry. I really first felt hope with CAP when I realised that I wasn't on my own, that someone was there to hold my hand. Mary came down for the first visit. Oh, it was just so good. There was paperwork everywhere, all over the living room floor. They were trying to get everything in order. But we gradually got through like all the paperwork and everything, and it got sent to Bradford. And it was just like this huge weight was taken off my shoulders. It's really hard to explain. It was just, there was people there and people cared. And I think I started becoming me again. I started asking lots of questions about God. Mary had said that Central Church was doing an Alpha course. Went on that. And then I started going to Central Church. There was one night I was at church and they were singing Good, Good Father. I just thought, God loved me for who I am. I don't have to be this perfect person for God to love me. I just had tears rolling down my face and just thought, yeah, I want God in my life. Yes, I am very happy in life. I'm still not debt-free, but that day is coming. Yeah, about a year. So it's there. I know what I'm aiming for. Having God in my life, it's just expanded everything. I'm not this isolated person anymore. Life is just great.
So that was Karen. And you can see the change, can't you, in her face is lighting up as she sees hope in the future. I just want to talk about four ways now that hope walks into people's lives through CAP. And the first one is that they're not alone. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort, from 2 Corinthians. So some people in their darkest moments, they often believe that they're destined to live trapped in poverty forever. I walk into some very dark situations. They're isolated, they feel hopeless, they're resigned to their lot in life. They think they'll be in debt till the day they die. They think they'll never get a job, my life will never amount to anything. But when CAP walks in and we walk in with smiles and we tell clients that no problem is too big, it absolutely blows their minds. When we say it's okay, bring more, whatever you've got, bring it out. And I resonate completely with that paper all over the floor. When we go back and we take a budget to them and it gives them a realistic amount of money for food, they just can't believe it. They're no longer in isolation. And the shame and the guilt that they felt are lifted. They realize that we completely understand the difficulties that they're going through. And that's a huge reassurance to them. But the thing that really opens the door to let hope in is that we arrive with the confident expectation that their situation can change. That firm hope described in 2 Corinthians, that every client will have the comfort in place of suffering, opens the door to hope for them. They feel supported. They feel part of something bigger than themselves. Hope walks in for them. And the second way we give them hope is because this works. CAP service works. For so many of our clients, everything that's happened to them screams failure. They've often been ripped off by the unscrupulous, and not just once, but time and time again. They've been let down by systems that fail them. And they think that there's nothing out there that exists that can possibly make a difference in their lives. And we hear client after client saying, "I'm beyond help. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything. This is not going to work. This is my last hope." But we show them that it's so different from what they think. We can take a pile of very confusing paperwork, often a pile of unopened envelopes, which they just can't deal with. And the experts in Bradford, not me, the experts in Bradford, actually turn that into a workable budget. They deal with everything. They just take it all away from them. So they no longer receive the calls from creditors. They no longer get the knocks on the door from the bailiffs. CAP nationally helps more than 23,000 people every year through their services. And it sees thousands of people who are utterly desperate. And when the budget goes back in, they're now able to feed their families. And they're able to do that usually within weeks. 2,500 people become debt-free every year through CAP. But CAP never pays their debts, but it does demand justice from their creditors alongside practical help. Every month they get £3 million worth of debt written off through their negotiation with creditors. So when we explain to clients that how many others have been helped by CAP, they realise that actually there is hope there, that they're not too far gone, that it can work, and this service works. It's tested and it's proven. And what they believe was impossible is now infinitely possible. Hope has walked in. And the third reason that we take hope is because we believe in them. We believe nobody is beyond. So many in poverty, all they've ever heard is that they'll never amount to everything. Their self-esteem is at rock bottom. It's right down there. Once a poor mom, always a poor mom. Once in debt, always in debt. Once on benefits, always in benefits. Once a drinker, always a drinker. But we know differently, don't we? We know, as it says in Jeremiah, that God has plans for us, that it gives us hope and a future. And Philippians tells us that the most amazing truth, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And CAP, with its partnership with us, we go and we boldly stand up there and we declare that we're the ones who bring hope into the community to those who are crushed by poverty. We go into people's homes and we tell them, you can do this. You can have a future free from debt. We believe in you. Imagine being encouraged in that way after a life of believing that you're worthless. Imagine the impact on people's spirits. It's just incredible. The smiles and the lift that that Don and Pauline were talking about, that's just multiplied. They change the way they talk about themselves. They change their relationships. They change their relationships with their partners. They change their relationships with their children. They're different people. Their shoulders go up, their shoulders go back. They look different. We try to bring pardon me, every client who connects with CAP into the safety net of a local church if they want it. And we encourage them to come into a local church so that we can catch them before they stumble. And not only into this church, I've taken people to other churches as well. And we tell people about their God-given value. When we go in, they expect us to be Christians. They expect us to pray. They expect us to get the leaflets and the information that they get about things. We're not going in cold. And that opens many doors. And it takes hope in. Hope walks in. And the fourth and final way that I want to tell you this morning about hope is the hope, of course, of our salvation, of their salvation. No life, as we know, is beyond Jesus' redeeming power. Our clients, many don't even believe that God exists. Many have preconceived ideas about church or about Christians, and they've never, ever been shown the message of Jesus. But they can sense when we go in that there's something a little bit different about us. We go in non-judgmental, we go in hopefully kind, we go in helpful, we go in willing to take the extra mile. We make the phone calls for them, you know, and they're not quick things. I waited 1.5 hours on Thursday for the DWP to answer the phone. So it's, but when that goes in and somebody does for them, then it's tangible. They can feel it. They know there's something different going on. And that takes hope to them. It creates hope where there was none, because Jesus himself is with us and the ultimate hope. CAP has been going now for over 20 years, and it's committed to being the best reflection of who Jesus is, to show that the church, that this church, is relevant to the communities that we serve. And as Christians, we all play a part in that. We go into a hurting world, but we take the God of second chances. We take the God of your life can change. We take the God of I believe in you. And we take the God of salvation. So we not only bring hope, but we actually leave hope in these homes. And we leave a hope that does not disappoint. As a result of CAP's work, 1,000 people every year make a personal commitment to Jesus. That's the equivalent of several new churches, year on year. And CAP is a ministry that's seeing God's kingdom brought to this earth. So thank you. Thank you very much for what you've put in the baskets this morning. The money that we collect, there's 7,000, is actually to pay our subs to CAP. The church has to pay subs every month to them because they have a staff of about 300 in Bradford. And obviously those people need paying. They have some really good, well-qualified experts that are registered with the FSA as financial advisors, because obviously I'm not registered. I just give their advice to people. And that's just, the church subs are just one small part of the money they need to do that. And the people, I mean, some of them could earn fortunes in the city. They're very well qualified. And yet they work for very, very modest salaries. So thanks once again for all that you've done. Thank you.